Hello, my pets. And welcome back for the next installment of the series entitled The Glass Box. Yes, I know. You're already becoming comfortable. You're already beginning to rest and slip down. You remember the feelings of how it happened, but perhaps vaguely. You remember sitting there, lying there, taking this break, taking the time to listen to what I have to say to you. And you wanting to know that feeling. That feeling of being in my glass box. I know you can already feel the effects of those words. Your muscles turning to jelly. Each of them slowly melting. Your mind losing focus on everything else but my words. And the feeling and thoughts associated with sinking, willingly descending down into the glass box. You know how you respond so well. Your conscious mind doesn't even need to pay attention because you pay so much attention to my words and the thought of being trapped inside the glass box is already enough to send you swirling down, sinking right down through that soft spot, sinking into the center of your mind, into that place where you detach from consciousness, when you can feel yourself letting go. You can feel the muscles letting go. You can feel your mind letting go. You want to be here. You love the feeling of being soft and susceptible. So that once you are in the glass box, you feel that strangely arousing feeling of being enclosed, encapsulated. You can feel yourself willingly becoming trapped. As you fall into the glass box, your body lets go of every other feeling with the feeling of melting. Dripping and obedient to that relaxed place
you are ready to be transformed
where you remember deep sinking, sinking deep into this submissive place. This really is your chance. You do remember, don't you?
The world's glass.
Yes, ma'am.
Make you feel.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just think that one thought as I count down from 10 to 0 as you sink deeper into relaxation. Yes, ma'am. Where you are in a place where you are eager to agree with me. And you don't even have to think about how that might happen.
Make you feel
in the glass box. You want to take a break and you want me to think for you. And you love feeling how your own thoughts slip silently away. 10. You remember the feeling of being hypnotized by me. And it lures you deep.
The world's glass box.
9.
Make you feel mine.
With each number, you become doubly relaxed, and more compliant, and increasingly complacent, so that you are willing and able, not to mention ready, to defer to my judgment, so that you can go down on this journey with me.
The world's glass box.
8. Down inside the glass box. Glass box. Your mind remembers and responds. Glass box. Glass box. 7. The walls surround you. You swirl down through the tunnel. You feel yourself descending endlessly. Letting go so effortlessly, it's quite surprising. 6. How pleasant it is to feel yourself descending into trance, slipping under my spell once again, drifting deeper and deeper, deeper inside the glass box. 5. The shiny walls of the glass box holding you in. The tiny hole that allows you to breathe effortlessly and deeply. Effortlessly and deeply. Effortlessly and deeply descending for. Slipping down into the submissive place, where you allow your mind to slip into a submissive mindset, because you really do want me to take you. You want me to guide you down, down, down. 3.
You are ready to be transformed.
Continue to descend. With every word I speak, you can feel how effortlessly your mind is enchanted. Just being in my presence and hearing my voice flow irresistibly into your mind, let alone when you sink into the depths of the glass box. 3. You breathe so easily and deeply, so easily and deeply, deeply. You find that whenever I say those words, glass box, how instantly your mind becomes transparent and empty, how increasingly with each repetition, you fall even deeper into an empty-minded silence. 2. The shiny walls. The flashing red lights. The feeling of drifting down. 1. Feeling every muscle in your body become prone, because you want to be. You want to feel yourself lose your resistance. And you can do that now as you freeze. 0. Freeze. 0. Freeze. Freeze. Stuck and rigid. Freeze. Your body completely incapacitated as you freeze. Each time I mention that word, it reinforces that your mind goes into a deep freeze, causing your body to be suspended in a deep, deep surrender to sleep. Such a deep freeze, in such a deep, deep surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. You drop down so effortlessly into the glass box. You can feel yourself sinking even now. Your mind swirling,
spinning.
The columns of light swirling and spinning, swirling and spinning, swirling and spinning. The colors swirling and spinning. They make you feel so sleepy. The rotating prism of swirling colors flowing into your eyes makes you feel so sleepy. Sleepy. You always feel so empty-minded and sleepy here within the glass box. Yes, ma'am. It's so easy to agree with me. Yes, ma'am. You see the lights flowing into your head.
You are ready to.
The blue of my eyes. And the reds and the yellows and the green, orange, purple, red, yellow, red, blue, red. Green, red, orange, red, 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 red. The lights are flashing red, purple, orange, red. Each flash sending you deeper. Blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, red. Red, purple, orange, red, orange, red, orange, purple, red, green, red, blue, red, blue, red, deeper, blue, deeper, red, deeper, yellow. Deeper,
blue,
deeper,
make you
endlessly
light.
Swirling,
and
the colors filling your head.
You are ready to be.
It feels so good to obey.
Inside the glass box.
It feels so good to let my words flow into your mind, while your body so helplessly relaxed, entrapped within the glass box. The colors swirling into your mind, all of them slowly turning and morphing into red. Red. Like the red marker in my hand. Like my deft little hands. My long, shiny, red, glossy fingernails. Flashing into your sleepy eyes,
ready to be transformed.
More deeply inside the glass box. The feeling of being so relaxed and entombed within the glass box. You'll find that the longer that you freeze, the more intensely and completely every part of you freezes. Your body, limbs, completely stoic, rigid, stiff, helpless.
The world's glass box.
Freeze.
Make you feel lively.
Like a mannequin.
And your body.
Like a puppet that only moves when the puppet master.
To be transformed.
Or a puppet
inside
master.
The glass box.
Allows you to move. But for now, you are unable to move. And feeling so good about that. And I take out the red marker.
The words.
And I write on the glass, right where your forehead would be, as I hover over you, as everything seems to turn red, the lights continually flashing, the red marker spelling out words that tell you what the contents of your mind should include, reading the letter S-U-B. M-I-T, deeper, submit, deeper. Submit deeper. 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 Submit. I write the word over and over. I write the word submit over and over. Your mind remembers, feeling you soak in the ink,
the words,
as though I were writing these words directly upon your subconscious psyche.
And
submit. The bright red letters flashing, soaking, sinking into your psyche. Submit. 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 You feel yourself sinking deeper with each word that I speak. You enjoy being so calm in this place that you want to know where I'm going to take you. Yet you know where I will take you. And you know that you want to do what I tell you. Yes, ma'am. Say it. Good. You want to obey. Obey. Feel the flashing colors inside the glass box. The rotating prism. The spiraling columns of light flowing into your mind. Right through your eyes. Your helplessly trapped eyes. Lost in the swirling red words flowing from my lips. Seeing the swirling fingertips of my hands. Making swirling patterns. Watching the energy flow right through my fingertips and straight inside the hole and into your eyes. Feeling it spin deeper inside of you. Causing your body to feel this continued temporary caress as you freeze. The columns of light like a deer in the headlights flowing into your open eyes. Your open mind. Seeing my red glossy lips shining up against the hole, pressing against the hole. You feel yourself changing with increasing regularity. You're so open to the change. Just watch the pretty light. Feel your body frozen stiff. On the outside. On the outside, your body frozen stiff. Frozen solid. As though your body were being protected. As though you were being protected from the outside world so that you could undergo a transformation. A metamorphosis. If you will. Your eyes and your mind drink in the images that put you to sleep. Feeling my words and those red flowing images. All the red colors spinning around your body. Spinning around your body.
The words.
Breathing in my commands like the air that sustains you. You look up so helplessly into my eyes. 3, 2, 1. Deep, deep sleep. One more time. 3, 2, 1. Deep, deep sleep. You can feel yourself softening on the inside. Everything so rigid and stiff on the outside. But your body seeming to soften like a liquid. Imagine a fluid flowing through your body. Flowing as my words flow through your body. And the more they do, the more submissive you feel yourself passing into a deeper phase. A deeper phase of submission.
You are ready?
Feeling yourself sink even more deeply into my hypnotic hold. Continually causing you to freeze. Your body stuck in neutral. Everything on the inside now melting and dripping. As though you were being wrapped in my words. Like a red cocoon swirling around you, swirling around you, and suddenly through the glass box, My fingertips dip into the liquid, passing right through the glass,
you are ready to be
as though it is a liquid, and dripping into the glass box. Rose petals, you feel my fingertips, my shiny long red fingertips, dragging rose petals across your body.
The wine's glass.
Your frozen body.
Make you feel
like your body that can somehow feel these invisible red scarves made of satin and silk, all slipped around your limbs, holding you in place, yet you don't even want to move, and it feels so good that you can't move. It feels so good to breathe in my perfume, and you feel yourself filling with the obsession for a deeper surrender to sleep. Feel yourself falling helplessly under my control. So open for the changes. So easily open to feeling yourself shift. Your mind shifting. And as I count down from 10 to 0, you feel yourself being covered in rose petals. My fingers dragging them across your body, the softness of the rose petals, sending you into a deeper surrender.
You are ready to be transformed.
Deeper with each sensation. It deepens your focus upon my voice. And it feels so good as I count, knowing that you are becoming completely incapable of resisting
the world's glass
and only wanting to comply. Say yes, ma'am. Say it again. 10. You're doing so well. You can feel as I drag the petals across your skin, covering your flesh from every angle, every inch, how you feel the layers being peeled away from you, and how the female inside of you, the woman inside of you, has been leaking towards the surface this entire trance. Now there is no way to keep her from surfacing as you continually descend. 9. Helplessly drifting deeper into my voice, breathing in my words, feeling the petals slowly transform your mind, simply exposing what is already there. How good it feels to be safe. So safe that you don't have to hide anymore. That you're unable to hide anymore. 8. My words continue spinning a cocoon around your body. And yet the rose petals, fluttering across you, gently, smoothly covering your eyes. Smoothly covering every inch of your flesh and soaking into you the redness. Feels so good. There's something exceedingly sensual about this feeling of the red rose petals soaking into you inside the cocoon. 7. Soaking into your mind. Soaking into your body. You feel the layers stripped away.
Yes, ma'am.
And my girl.
Yes, ma'am.
My submissive slave.
Yes, ma'am.
Is coming to the surface,
yes,
isn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
6.
Yes,
feel me dragging slowly.
Yes, ma'am.
Sensually. Seductively circling your eyes with the rose petals. They smell so soothingly, sleepy, sleep.
You are ready to be
so perfectly focused on my voice as you sleep and obey. 5. You can feel your mind open to the metamorphosis. There is no way to resist. I see you. It's as though everything that you have tried to hide from the outside world I can see through, transparent through the glass box. The contents of your mind, I see it all inside the glass box.
Yes.
Four. My shiny red fingertips.
Yes.
Rubbing slow, sleepy circles into your temple.
Yes, ma'am.
Slow, sleepy
circles.
Slow, sleepy circles. The red sinking into you. My power slowly filling and transforming. You are open to the change. You are up to the challenge. Four. Feeling so good being unable to resist what you really desperately need to give in. As you freeze, your body so stuck hard on the outside, so soft and fluid on the inside, your mind fluid. Three, your body completely open to letting your mind give in. Your mind increasingly open to descending into a deeper state of hypnosis for the rest of this session. Two, feeling the rose petals completely set you at ease. The little girl in you, the woman, submissive woman, who desperately needs to obey a mistress. This mistress. That feels so good to admit as you sink deeper, yes, ma'am. Two. It's just too pleasurable to resist. It feels too good, so that every single suggestion I make sends your mind spiraling deeper into the wormhole, deeper into the cocoon inside my glass box.
Yes, ma'am.
Glass box.
Yes,
feel all of the layers stripped away from you. All of those unneeded burdens. All of your responsibilities gone.
Yes,
all of those unneeded masculine feelings stripped away from you. At one. And my fingertips still dragging the rose petals. Spelling out the words, obey and slave, submit, obey, slave. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's a good girl. Zero. All the way down. Deeper than you've ever gone before. Deeper than you've ever felt yourself descend into such a mindless oblivion, where all that matters is all that I tell you matters. And each suggestion I make increases my power, increases my control, and increases your desperate expression of the woman inside of you, the slave girl inside of you, the one I can see so perfectly inside the glass box. Feels so wonderful, the feeling of the rose petal, so relaxing, yet so arousing. Your submissive nature is reaching full bloom. And as I count down again from 10 to 0, you can feel the rose petals surrounding you, being draped across you, and how they seem to transform into a red velvet cocoon. And you inside, transforming as well. As I count from 10 to 0, your mind so open to your body feeling exactly as I explain. Everything that I tell you seems to be so natural, and so easy to trust me, isn't it? Yes, ma'am. You can breathe effortlessly and easily, though frozen inside the glass box. You are like a chrysalis, and you deep inside, slave girl, inside the silky envelope, the protective covering. And my words are protected, covering every inch of my body. As you encourage the metamorphosis, as I count down and you feel yourself swirling into my endlessly deep gaze. You see my fingertips circling around my eyes, the red flashing into your eyes. It makes you feel so helpless, so helplessly submissive to me. As I count down, you feel the red velvet cocoon, the petals so soft and silky, turning into red velvet wrapped around you. And as they do, you can feel yourself undergoing the transformation. All of your body seems to shift with each number. With each number that I count, the endless cocoon wrapped in my perfectly feminine power, feeling how it saturates everything inside, all the way deeply through, pacifying us, because this is what you want. Yes. So soft, a smooth voice, like silky red velvet. Yes. And with each number that I count, your voice becomes more silky and velvety. As you say the words that will send your mind into a mindless, obedient place. Mindless, obedient place.
The words.
Yes, ma'am. With each number, your mind will hear yourself repeating in her most silky and velvety voice.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
10. Your body continuing to flow, this fluidity shifting through your body.
Yes,
feeling everything slimming and narrowing. All of the unnecessary and unwanted hair falling and slipping. Falling, slipping, falling. By the wayside, 9. The velvety drapes across you, the red velvet flow of my words, spinning the endless cocoon. 9. It feels so good to be safe inside of here, safe inside of my cocoon, so safe within my control. 8. Everything shifting and morphing, you can feel the changes inside of your body. Your chest pressing outward, as though estrogen were somehow flowing right through the spiraling red rose petals, turning into the velvety substance. 7. That feels so good slipping across your body like satin and silk. So good. So many of my submissive girls love the feeling of velvet and satin and silk. And 6, sinking even deeper into the metamorphosis. Your body shifting and flowing between your legs, everything becoming smooth. So smooth and soft. So smooth and soft, you can feel everything coming out from the inside, as though all of the unnecessary and wanted masculinity and manliness, feel it flowing out of you. Feel it dripping out with every breath. And feel my words sinking into a deeper place in your mind. Your mind becoming so open to the feminine transformation. 5. My voice flowing irresistibly into your mind. And all the while, your body stuck in a deep freeze. The outside rigid and stiff as you freeze. 4. You can feel your hips, widening your waist, narrowing your face,
changing
your hair, growing long and thin, so fine. Three, undergoing a transformation that no one else can see. Inside the red velvety cocoon makes you feel increasingly safe and sleepy as you submit. As you submit and obey.
The world's glass.
Three. Your mind only absorbing my suggestions now. Each one of them deepening your surrender to sleep. Causing your submissive obedience to fall into a more completely mindless level. Yet your very deep, deep ingrained feminine passions are pouring through your body with my will. Guiding the way, flowing into your chest, causing breasts to grow larger. It's as though you're experiencing female puberty in stop, rapid action, over and over and over. Every time I count from 3 to 1 and snap my fingers, you can feel your breasts growing. You can feel your thoughts. So consumed with every word that I speak is the only thing you can think of. 3, 2, 1. Each time that you feel that happening, when I count down and snap my fingers, your breasts growing. That mound between your legs so soft and deep and dripping wet. In 3, 2, 1. The countdown moving still. 2 and 1. Then 3 and 2 and 1. All the way completely enwrapped in folds. Surrounded by the red velvet cocoon and 0. All the way in. Feel that change accepted in your mind. Your body helplessly pumping estrogen where I guide it. In the glass box, you will do whatever I ask.
In the girl's glass box.
Yes, ma'am.
Make you feel
yes, ma'am. You feel that every time that you listen to this recording and come to this place inside the glass box, you are so eager and open. You are so able to experience increasing depths of hypnotic surrender. 3, 2, 1. Your breasts becoming perky, the areolas stretching, the skin moving warmly outward. Your tiny little clit so firm and so saturated, sinking in the juices of your surrender to me. You watch the shimmer of my red lips as I count down. And deepen your enslavement.
The world's glass.
3, 2, 1. It's so easy to be my slave. That's my good girl. My helplessly obedient slave girl. You can see me dragging my red feather boa all across the velvet cocoon. And it seems to tingle and light up everywhere I touch with the red feather boa, guided by my swirling fingertips, flowing with this irresistible feminine energy that you can feel consuming you, mind and body now. 3, 2, 1. Feel it happening. Feel yourself giving in to me. So perfectly and so deeply. So deeply and so wonderfully transformed. You'll be able to notice that somewhere in the depths of your mind, as though a stranger looking through a glass case, looking through the one-sided glass, and you can look inside the case and see her body, see her legs, slim, shapely. See the hose, see the perfect makeup.
The world's glass.
And you can see just how submissive she feels at her ultra-fest. You can see even through her painted eyes.
Yes, ma'am.
What a submissive female should look like. Three, two, one.
Yes, ma'am.
Notice how you can almost swear that you can see Mills, this white fluid dripping from her nipple, dripping inside the glass bottle, wrapped inside the cocoon. So safe that as I count again from 5 to 0, you can feel how the silky envelope spun around you still wraps around your mind so completely. And yet as I unwrap you and unveil you so that you can see yourself, you can see the perfect metamorphosis. And how each time I count down, it seems to increase your feminine feelings of surrender. Your mindless obedience, which is causing your nipples to leak and making you want to come. And as I count down from 5 to 0, unwrapping the red velvet as it disappears inside to the center of your mind. With each number, you will say the same words, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 5.
I need to come.
You need to come.
I cannot come.
You cannot come.
I belong to Mistress Jones.
4. You can feel the wrap coming off and going in deep. 3. Feel your helpless compliance so arousing to give in.
Yes,
I can feel how you feel.
I belong to Mistress Jones.
3. Yes, you cannot come, but you need to come because you belong to me. You belong to me.
Yes, ma'am.
You can feel the change rippling all through every inch of your neck. 2. You are so helplessly compliant that you just go with the flow.
Yes, ma'am.
And the flow seems to send you deeper into submission. Deeper into my power. 1. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I need to come.
You need to come, don't you, girl?
I cannot come.
Yes, ma'am.
I belong to
you. But you cannot come. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You belong to me, don't you? Yes, ma'am. 1. You are stuck right in this place.
Yes.
So deep.
I need to.
Such a helpless little puppet of mine.
I cannot come.
As though you are my dog.
I belong to Mistress Jones.
You know, the pupa goes through a metamorphosis, becoming a butterfly. And yet, a pupa is also another word for a doll. My girl. 0.
I cannot come.
Yes, ma'am.
I belong to Mistress Jones.
Yes, ma'am. You need to come. You cannot come. You belong to me. You belong to me. You can feel that red velvet circling around your clit, holding your clit captive, keeping your sex hostage.
Yes,
you are such a beautiful girl. Beautiful girl who needs to come. You can feel, even right now, thinking of other women whom I have claimed. Would they be coming right now? Would they feel orgasms swirling through their body, swirling in the cocoon? Would they feel orgasm on top of orgasm from the very center of your stomach all the way out, outwards in the sunburst? Would each moment be more consuming? Would it cause you to fall deeper into the feminine transformation? Would it be irrevocable? 3, 2, 1.
You need to come.
You need to come. Right at this moment, thinking of all the other females that I have claimed and put inside the glass box, how I've frozen them, and how I've filled them with my power, sensually, sexually, mentally, and psychosexually.
I belong to
three, two, one. It's becoming increasingly difficult to not orgasm. And you know that if you were to start orgasming, you would feel this chain reaction. And yet you cannot come. Because you belong to me. You need what I need. And yet you need to come, but you cannot come. You need to come, but you cannot come. You cannot come. You cannot come. You belong to me. You cannot come.
I need to come.
Think right now of all the other women being allowed to come, all of them except for you. And feel as though you were inside of their body. And I'm going to let you feel all of their orgasms in 3, 2, 1. But only in your mind. 3, 2, 1. Only in your mind. Feel their orgasms rippling through your mind. Ravaging your mind, devouring your mind with obedience to me. Feel the obedience trapping the orgasm in your mind. Your body can't release, will not release your sex in a deep, deep freeze. You know that you will be unable to come unless you listen to part 3, for there is no release from the glass box. No orgasmic release, unless you are to listen to part 3. And each time that you listen to this phase, each time you come into the cocoon, you feel the swirling, changing inside of you. And how I have altered everything that you feel, and everything that you perceive yourself to be. Increasingly feminine each time that you listen to this metaverse. Whenever you come into the glass box, whenever you reach this part of the recording, you have images filling your mind of all the women, all of their orgasmic explosions, one after the next, after the next. After the next, each of them feeling that vibration, that growing vibration down in the walls inside of their pussy, clit tingling and buzzing and vibrating violently. 3, 2, 1. No release for you, but your breasts dripping with milk, your tight, beautiful skin, your beautiful, sexy face, and your long, luscious hair. All under my control. 3, 2, 1. You need to come, but you cannot come. You belong to me. You belong to Mistress Joanne. And feel yourself right now accept that on the deepest level inside. See yourself as that beautiful, transformed butterfly trapped in my net, caught in my web, needing to listen again. Knowing that each time you do, that there is no hole big enough to escape from, that you feel increasingly too weak to offer resistance and too weak to even remember caring how to resist. And you've already forgotten to remember how to do anything but feel your mind descending deeper into the transformation now, deeper into hypnosis now. A deeper surrender to sleep. Now. Feel yourself desperately needing to come. You hear that beautiful, velvety voice flowing from your lips.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. Yes, ma'am. Around and around those words with me. You know how good they feel. Repeat. You're doing so well. You need to come. You cannot come. You belong to Mistress Joanne.
I need to come.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne.
You will find yourself listening, yes, increasing
the words,
needing to return to this place. You will find that each time you enter the glass box, your mind is instantly open to the change. Open and increasingly, submissively accepting of all my suggestions. So that your mind completely prepares your body for the changes. So that each time you return to this place, you feel more and more beautiful. You look increasingly sexual, and I can see the change within you, from the inside out. And the changes happen inside the cocoon, where you feel safe enough to let your guard completely down.
I need to come.
And in this place,
I cannot come.
You are helplessly captive within my glass box. You love being in this safe cocoon. Such a unique form of bondage this is, wouldn't you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I need to come. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I cannot come. Yes, ma'am.
You need to come.
To Mistress Jones.
You cannot come.
Yes.
You belong to me. You belong to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Feel my fingertips swirling around your clit. My red, shiny, glistening fingertips.
The words, I need to come. I cannot come.
You need to come.
I belong to Mistress Jones.
You want to come.
Yes,
you cannot come.
You are ready to be transferred.
The words just keep repeating.
Inside.
I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. Yes, ma'am.
I need to come.
I need to come. I cannot,
I cannot come.
I belong to Mistress Joanne.
I belong to Mistress Joanne.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
over and over and over. And you will find that for the next 2 minutes, you will be completely incapable of coming. No orgasm for you. I decide when and how you
come.
That you need to come. That you cannot come. Because you have given yourself to me. And therefore you belong to me. You belong to me.
Inside.
Whenever I tell you to surrender to sleep, you know that you belong to me and you give in to the trance. Whenever I tell you about the glass box, how instantly your mind becomes transparent and clear, you will find that very shortly you will awaken. But for the next 2 minutes, the only words that you will be able to hear your mind repeating in an increasingly feminine tone, that velvety soft voice. It's like you can hear a girl speaking inside of you. Some distant place that you can't reach. You can just listen to her. Because you've stepped by. And you are trapped in the glass box as she breathes and lives. And she breathes more each time that she returns. I need to come.
I need to come.
I cannot come.
I
belong to Mistress Joanne.
I belong to
Mistress Joanne. Those words repeat in your mind. You say them over and over for the next 3 minutes. Beginning now, those are the only words. They flow through your mind. I need to come. I cannot come.
I belong to Mistress Jones.
I belong to Mistress Jones.
Yes.
Yes. These words will make you feel increasingly helplessly aroused. Feeling that female orgasm rumbling in your stomach.
I need to come.
And so close to rippling on the edges.
I belong.
So ready to explode off the charts.
Yes.
And yet you cannot come. Because you belong to me. And you find that you have to listen to part 3. And that when you listen to part 3, you will undergo the metamorphosis there as well. And you will feel yourself squirting only when I tell it. Only when I give the command. Only when I have told you that you can come for me. Only when you are a good girl. When it's pleasing to me. Then my
pleasure becomes your pleasure.
And really, your pleasure is my pleasure. And it is my pleasure to bring you to this place. I like having you here. I know that you love to listen to the glass box. Perhaps it gives you memories that stir in you from when you've listened to mirrored reflections of ephemerness. I wonder if all of the facets of the glass are like mirrors, perhaps doorways leading you into the deepest part of yourself, where you open yourself to this female transformation and this complete metamorphosis into this beautiful butterfly trapped in my glass box. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. You will feel yourself start to wake slowly.
I cannot come.
You can feel it happening now. Those words are still circling around in your head. And they will, long after you awaken, until you listen to part 3. You really must listen to part 3. And only when you awaken will you regain mobility. Only when you awaken can you move yet again.
Yes.
1. You can feel yourself slowly lifting.
Yes, ma'am.
Feeling my will guiding you. It is rather exhilarating.
I need to come.
And each time that you come back to this place, your body and mind undergo a deeper, more perfectly pliable transformation. More and more complete is the metamorphosis, so that this female can live and breathe in full feminine glory, feeling my power emancipate you through your submissive enslavement to me. 2. More and more alert. Your body feels fantastic, still feeling your clit vibrating. Your body will shift back in to its prior form, prior to the trance, upon awakening. But you do still feel that little clit. 3.
Yes.
And each time you return to this place, the results are more profoundly arousing to you, making you more well-trained and entertaining. 3. You're coming up more and more, close to the alertness that would require you to awaken. 4. You know that you will listen again, and you need to listen to part 3 because you cannot come without it.
I need to come.
You need to come.
I
but that's right,
come.
You cannot come.
I belong.
You belong to
Mrs. Joanne.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And now awaken at my command at 5. Wide awake. Wide awake, my dear. Wide awake.
I need to come.
And so soon to go back down.
I belong to Mistress Joanne.
Down.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you want to get back into the glass box. Listen again. Listen to part 3. Only then will you release. But really, is there any release for you?